of the book of 2 Corinthians. Let us see what we can get from this. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, and that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience and affliction and in necessities, in distresses and in stripes and in imprisonment and tumults and in labors and in watching and fastings, by pureness and by knowledge and long suffering, by kindness of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, by love unseen, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, and by the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil reports and good reports, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown but yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened within us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for the recompense of the same I speak as unto my children, but ye also enlarge. But be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have light with darkness? Or what concord have Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them, walk in them. I will be their God, they will be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean things, I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. And the book of Isaiah. Be so kind to turn with us to the book of Isaiah in the 40th chapter. I'll read a few scriptures from there so we can get it together. Old and New Testament. Starting at verse number 1, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, and that hath received of the Lord hand double of all of her sins. For the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight the desert highways for God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed to all flesh. All flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? That all flesh is cry, and all the goodness and the goodliness whereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people are as grass, and grass withers, flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringeth good things, or good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem, bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift up thy and be not afraid. Saith unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord your God will come with strong hands, and his arms shall rule for him. Behold, for his reward is with him, and his work before him. Also in the 49th verse, chapter of said book. Verse number 13 of the 49th chapter of the said book, book of Isaiah. Sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon the afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forgotten me, and my Lord hath forgotten you. Question, can a woman forget her suffering child, that she should not have compassion on the sons of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. And the 51st chapter verse 3, for the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and a voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. I'd like to use for thought this morning, praise the Lord, comfort me. Comfort me. Praise the Lord. Comforting is a very expressed word. Sometimes in the Greek world it's called paracletus, that go alongside and help. Other times it's the source of consolation. The church that is expressed in the Old Testament here, whose name we describe as Zion, should be a place where you can find comfort and consolation. When we have risen to the level where we can realize that it's a blessed place and a wonderful opportunity to be able to come together and feel the comforting spirit of the Lord, then you would lose your spirit of fear to the point that you're afraid that somebody's going to say something or do something that's not going to be of comfort to you. Sometimes when we do not recognize God's divine providence in working in our lives, we have a tendency, praise the Lord, for the old adversary to sneak in. As we read to you about Saul's comments about the various things that he went through, and I want you to know that just because you're in the church, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have been exonerated and you wouldn't have to go through. But after you have suffered a while. You see, some people don't want to suffer. Some people are of the opinion that if they suffer, they maybe have done something wrong. But you see, the way God thinks and the way people think, he says, your ways are not my ways, neither your thoughts my thoughts. For my ways are my thoughts higher, but your ways are the thoughts as the heaven is from the earth, and no one can astronomically, mathematically figure out how high the heaven is from the earth. They can tell us how far the moon is from the earth and how far the sun is from the earth, but the Bible says his ways is as high above our ways, the heaven from the earth. So no one have been to heaven. That's why there is no mathematical equation as to tell you how high heaven is from the earth. But I'm so glad that we that worship God, praise the Lord, even in our moments of greatest despair, praise the Lord. And if you have been touched and have been partaker of his divine nature, there is a comforting spirit. I don't want to say this with the anticipation that Pastor Fran would be singled out. But just about every time Sister Fran leaves and she's on her way further away from anybody, or just here after she leaves church on Sunday night, and she mentions what a blessing, what a privilege it is when she can come to church and hear words that she can take back to school and face the onslaught of Satan. Praise the Lord. She asked me sometime, have I taken some special clothes in the ethics of the science and behavioral science? I tell them, no, just stick with the word. Praise the Lord. Why I can stick with the word, because that is something that I know. I don't have to depend on reading somebody else's book or somebody's dialogue to understand what comfort means. Everybody likes to be comforted. Praise the Lord. We're grown into a society where so many people, hallelujah, don't know how to deal with comfort. Praise the Lord. Or either from the secular or the humanitarian concept, they feel that comforting is giving into the flesh. But today we're talking about a little something deeper than that. Praise the Lord. See, if you want to get comfort from the flesh, sooner or later you have to pay for the deeds of the flesh. But I like to think of comfort in this manner. Praise the Lord. That this is something that is not detrimental to my soul. And it's not something that brings about danger, despair, peril. Because the Bible said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And you can reach a level, believe it or not, that you can be anchored in God to the point that though you may be going through some very difficult time, hallelujah, until it's almost impossible or incredible for you to understand all of the details, but somehow or another, with the comfort of the scripture. It's not something that you have to go through all by yourself. But God has promised you not to leave you. He has promised you never to forsake you, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I shall not fear what men. You see, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. It has nothing to do with our academic skills. It has more to do with your ability to trust and know God for yourself. And when you've reached that level, praise the Lord, that depth in Christ, until you're not depending on other people to console you. You don't want somebody to stroke you. You don't want somebody to tell you how good you look, or you to convince yourself how good you look. I'm reminded when Jesus was about to lead, praise the Lord, and the 14th chapter of the book of St. John, you can read it, you can quote it. He says, let not your heart be troubled. When you got God in you, you have the power to not let your heart be troubled. Job says a man that's born from the womb of a few days, and they're full with trouble. But as we read to you earlier about what Paul says, through trouble and torments and so many things, he came to the conclusion, the comfort words through the power of God is so much better than to walk through the agony, hallelujah, of a behavioral situation where you are reluctant and you are somewhat bewitched in your mind to the point you act as though you don't know who God is. A lot of people don't. A lot of people come to the church, they profess, but they don't possess. Tonight I want to encourage you, everybody knows what comfort is all about. Praise the Lord. I am so glad. I learned a lot from a lot of people, from the least to the greatest. Brother Christy, I want you to come from the front. I got something for you to do, like bring in the music, because I want some comfort in here tonight. I want you to bring your horn. You know, hark to hear the angels sing or something. Praise the Lord. Because I want somebody to feel some joy. I want somebody to be comforted tonight. Praise the Lord. Kim, wake up. Praise the Lord. I believe, hallelujah, that if we really get it into us like we ought to have it, praise the Lord, the Bible tells us we can do what? Sing psalms and make melody in our hearts. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know how to do that and how to get some joy out of the Lord, you're going to turn to the wrong things. You're going to be with the wrong people. You're going to seek some consolation outside of the ark of safety, and nothing worked. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to be as beneficial to you as the Word of God. David said, I found it so beautiful, and when I came until I hid it in my heart, I find it to be a sin stopper. Praise the Lord. When nothing else worked, it became like a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Praise the Lord. And I found the disciples, when they would walk with the Lord for quite some time and heard that he was about to leave them, they were depressed somewhat. And when you walk with the Lord and you can't get some joy, and you go into your doldrums of depression, it's nice to know that God is a comforting spirit. If your husband says, I'm going to leave you if you don't stop that church, hallelujah. You have the word to see that the Lord said, I'll never leave you. Though your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will lift you up. Come on, somebody. If you've ever been there and have done that when you were going, hallelujah, through your struggles. All right, and prophet says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So if I can just make it through this night, it'll be okay in the morning. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a consolation. Praise the Lord. If you're going through something on your job, don't get mad and don't retaliate. He that waiteth upon the Lord. Come on. While you're waiteth, pursuing, the Bible says, shall what? Renew. You're being refurbished. I'm going through my stuff. But I would be going through my stuff if I didn't know the Lord. But now, because I know the Lord, he that waiteth upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He shall mount up on wings, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Sometimes you ought to be able to reflect on when God brought you, how the Lord lift you, caused you to fly over, gave the eagle wings to fly with. Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about tonight. Because there are going to be rough moments in your life when you walk this life. Praise the Lord. So Jesus looked at him and he said, let not your heart be troubled. Nothing worse than a troubled heart when you're going through it. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would tell you. But I said, I'm going. Huh? I'm going. You can't stop me. It's not good for you to not want me to go. But I'm going. What am I going to do when I get there? To prepare a place for you. You need something in your mind, in your heart, in your soul to know there's something better than living here, and something better than going through what you're going through, and seeing consolation that God was going to grant unto you, because he said it. I go to prepare a place for you. That's where I am. Hallelujah. Where's the Lord? There you may be also. He said, I go prepare a place for you. Look, I'm going to tell you something else. I'm coming back. Huh? Don't be disappointed. You got to wait on me. Got to wait on me. Don't throw your hand up. Don't become weary and well-doing. You're going to reap if you don't faint. Hallelujah. It's all right to be tired. It's a part of life's process. But if you learn how to wait, you said access to God. Learning how to wait. Praise the Lord. See, waiting, some people complain all during the time. But there is a position in God, so when you're going through your stuff, you're not complaining. And your mind is made up and your heart is fixed, and I'm going to hold on no matter what. Praise the Lord. He said, because the Lord promised he's on the way back. He's coming to receive you unto myself. Why? Because where I am, I want you to be with me. Hallelujah. Everybody in the world, they won't tell you that. Because some folks don't want to be with you sometimes. But God said, I'm going to be with you. Huh? In order to be with you, I got to give you something that will comfort you. So when I'm not with you, hallelujah, you can hold on. When I'm not with you, you can hold on. You can sing a song, I don't feel no ways tired. When things becoming a little difficult, praise the Lord. And sometimes they don't become a little difficult, they become overwhelming. Praise the Lord. He said, but whether I go, you know or not, hallelujah. And the way you know, and Thomas was one of those disciples that was there, and he said unto him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am. Hello. And if you don't know him as an I am God, I am there when you don't feel me. I am there when you're doubting that I am there. I am there in the wee hours in the morning. I'm there in the darkest point of your life. I'm there in the midnight hour. I'm there in the morning time. I'll wake you and shake you on your bed after you've slept all night. I'll be there when your body is wrecked with pain. I'll be right there. Hallelujah. When folks turn their back on you, I'll never leave you. Never forsake you so you can brag on me. Hallelujah. Sometimes your children don't like you. Praise the Lord. But Jesus said, I'll be there. Sometimes your friends don't like you, but Jesus said, I'll be there. I am the way. If you don't know him as he is the way, then you would seek another way. That's why you find folks falling away from the Lord, walking away from the church, finding, looking for another source. But I ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. When my feelings are there to the point of severity that they say you ain't going to make it, my soul says, there is contentment within. Hallelujah. When my feelings sometimes try to trouble my mind and I say, you don't know how you can make it, Jesus said, I am the way. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can come to the Father. Don't try to go any other way. Hallelujah. Somebody said, when you got Jesus, that's enough. Yes. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad I don't have a dead God. I have a God, hallelujah, that's very active in my life. Praise the Lord. Yes, every day the sun doesn't shine. Hallelujah. But I know behind the clouds, even when I don't see the sun, I'm not coming under. I know that God has the sun shining behind the clouds. Hallelujah. Every moment in your life, you may not feel like running. But when you don't feel like running, you say, I'm going to wait. I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to hold on till my change comes. I don't want no quick fix. I just want to have patience to wait on him, for impatience possess me, my soul. When you begin to walk with God in parts of your life and realize that the last time I felt this tumult and trouble in my life, something told me to hold on. Something tell me you can endure hardness as a good soldier. Something tell me if you just stand still, hallelujah, everything would be all right. I begin to leave out in my soul, hallelujah, that if the same God that I'm serving now was there when I had my moments before, and he brought me through with a mighty strong hand, I believe I can hold on a little while longer, Sister Grant, that every time, praise the Lord, when that old adversary tried to play a game in my mind, says nobody loved me, hallelujah, you don't have to love me, but I know nobody loved me like God loved me, hallelujah, when I find in my life and in my moments of frustration, hallelujah, that I can't find someone to console me, I got something down on the inside, that's called the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that the power of God, and there may be questions that are mirrorizing my life, Philip did, he said, Lord, said unto him, how sure the Father, and that was suffice of him, but the Lord told Philip, have I been so long time with you? You see, you gotta know God that's been with you. When you're going through your trouble and when you don't feel like you're making nothing, know that God's been right there. And when you don't feel that you're gonna make it through the night, you know when the sun arises in the morning, God is right there. And when you feel like you can't go no further, you can hear him say, stand still. See the salvation of God. And if your body is wrecked with pain and you're trying to look for some source of consolation, hallelujah, I can hear him, your Lord and my God says, wait a bit, wait a while, I be right there if you hold on and just keep still. Sometimes when you go across the busy highways and the byways, sometimes when you're going through the obstacle triangles of life, hallelujah, and you're trying to find which is the best route to take, you can hear the consolating voice of God says, I'm going to take you through this one too. You're going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. I don't know what you know but God, but I'm thanking God for my half a century of walking with him. I'm not bothered by the way, for I know the way is right, and I'm walking in the light. Hallelujah. I know sometimes you don't understand all the things that's in the future, but when you know who holds the future, hallelujah, feel like it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because God said, hallelujah, stand by. I'm coming back to get you. Come on, Dr. Hall. I want you to know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Sometimes in this life, praise the Lord, that old adversary tried to get you to the point that he picked you and picked you in a corner. Hallelujah, make you doubt. But you don't have to learn and worry about what you feel like. Say, he that believeth not, that I am in the Father and the Father in me, the word that I speak is not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. You see, Jesus had the Spirit down on the inside. So when he sometimes felt a little discombobulated, he said, don't think it's all me, but the Father that dwells in me, the Father of life, who's unchanging, and there are no variabilities. Come on, somebody. God wants you to understand. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to believe me that I am in the Father is in me. And if you can't believe that, believe me for the very work's sake. Hallelujah. What's going on in your God trying to work it out? God's trying to get some of the stuff that's out of you that you don't need in times like these. But he said, verily I see unto you, he that believes on me, the work that I do, shall you do also, and greater works than these that you shall do. And if I were you, I would say, Lord, I want to be a part of your greater work. Come on, because the Bible says greater works than this you shall do, because I go to my Father. Praise the Lord. And if God say you can do some better works and some greater works, hallelujah, I don't feel no way tired. I got to hold on. I got to hold out. I'm waiting to see what are the greater works, because you say, you are going to do some greater works. Now, I know Jesus did a whole lot of things. He healed the sick. He made the blind to see. He made the lame to walk. Glory said greater works than these are going to do. So if you promise I'll go some greater works, I wish somebody I had today would be able to raise their level of expectation a little bit higher, so you can feel the delivering power, the anointing of God surging in your body, in your mind, in your soul, until you say, Lord, you promised me that I can do some greater works. I believe in the soul. Hallelujah. You want to show somebody what is this greater work that I can do? Oh, Lord. He said, if you shall ask anything in my name, hallelujah, I don't care what it is, anything in my name, he said, I do it. Forget your doubt and don't want to trust God and don't want to ask God. You see, some pride sometimes keeps creeping into our hearts, and we think that we can do it by ourselves. But he said, anything. My God, if you just ask it in my name, it's in my name where the power comes from. It's in my name where your help comes from. It's in my name. Come on, church. Aren't we glad? Praise the Lord. Because we don't use the name of Jesus like we ought to. We don't get the blessing like we should. We live beneath our privilege. And God wants you to know there's a secret to this thing.
Hallelujah. So if you want to be better, if you want to do better, hallelujah, you gotta learn how to call on his name a little more often. You gotta call on his name in the morning. You gotta call on his name in the noontime, because he promised if you ask anything in my name, God got to honor my name. I got to do it because you requested in my name. Come on, Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth therein, and they are saved. So if you want to be saved a little bit more, you got to call on his name. If you want to be delivered a little bit more, you got to call on his name. If you want to find some more encouragement in your heart and a little more joy in his soul, you got to call on his name. If you want to do better, if you want to get better, you got to call on his name. Says Dr. Christie, I feel like calling. I feel like calling. I feel like calling.
Sixteen verse, I will pray the Father that he give you another comfort. I'm your comforter, but I'm with you. But I'm going to leave you. And you need another. It's called the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
So he wouldn't give you another comforter if you didn't need one. But it's in his name. That's the way he prefaced it. Huh? So if you want it, you sure enough want it. Huh? If you sure enough want it, you gotta call on Jesus. Get rid of your pride. If you want it, like the Bible says, it's in his name. Victory is in his name. Power is in his name. Peace is in his name. Healing is in his name. But if I don't go, you're not going to get that other comforter. Somebody tonight ought to want that other comforter. Somebody ought to be, he, this other comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. My God. And he called it even the Spirit of truth.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Whom the world cannot receive. It's all in the name. Help, Lord. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a privilege to have the name revealed to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason they can't receive it because they believe it not. Neither knoweth him. But it says, you know him. Come on, somebody. You know him. You know what you were doing when Jesus came. You know how low down and dirty you was when Jesus came. But you know him. Hallelujah. And if you don't know him, why not? Praise the Lord. Tonight we're introducing you to him. Praise the Lord. But ye know him. For he dwelleth, he liveth in you. It's not how loud you holler. It's not how high you jump. But how much you believe. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? You got problems in your home? How much you believe. You have things that you don't think that people understand? It's okay. How much you believe. Hallelujah. And he said, believe me this, I will not leave you. Comforted. It's a blessing. Can you imagine living better than 2,000 years ago with no comfort? Hallelujah. But now, huh? Now you got them on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You need him on the inside when you go to see the doctor. And when you go to the operating room. You need him on the inside.
That's right.
And even sometimes, I'm going to tell you something, your man, sometimes you go to the doctor, and sometimes the doctor is so egotistic.
Right.
They tell you, you're going to die.
Right.
And you can't live. And at that time, praise the Lord,
You don't know the scripture. There's a man by the name of Hezekiah. Praise the Lord. And God told Isaiah to go down and prophesy in the 30th chapter. Go down and tell Hezekiah, get your house in order. You're going to die. You ain't going to live. And Hezekiah, hallelujah, turned his face to the Lord. And said, Lord, you don't have to accept what people say when you don't know the Lord like you do, Sister Barry. That's why you serve him.
Lord, have mercy. He said, Lord, you know how I lived before you. Huh? And you have to know that for yourself, how you lived before the Lord and what the Lord has done for you. Lord. And it's not that difficult to give up your stuff when you know the Lord will give you something better. Lord, have mercy. He said, I won't leave you. And I will come to you, because I'm not going to leave the company. He said, but yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. I'm going to give you another comforter. So when you don't see me, what you going to do? Feel me. Hamashan. When you don't see me, you're going to feel me. I'll stop by you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes.
When you don't see me, I'm going to be right there. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we suffer things we don't have to. We go through things we don't have to go through. We count God short. Mentioned about Brother Cody's situation, but when Brother Cody came to this church, he was no way in the position now. Praise the Lord. I don't think he had his undergrad degree. But the Lord blessed, turned things around. Now, why would the Lord love the Cody any more than he do you? Hello. Huh? See, when you count God short, you short change yourself. When Sister Ann came here, she was no more in the place that she is now. Praise the Lord. And she was expressing, I can't do that. But God threw his arms around her.
Right.
Hey, come on, daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Take a walk with me.
Yeah.
Come on. Huh? And she kept on walking with the Lord. And all she would do there is go there morning and day in and day out. After a while, her boss decided, I'm going to retire. Praise the Lord, I'm going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And she just kept on doing what she was doing. And it's taken her to places and do things in her life that she never thought was possible. So much so until her boss was right up back. I never seen anybody like you. Praise the Lord. And so when the business goes through transactions, pray transition, even now. He says, I don't worry about the thing. The Lord took me to me. Hallelujah. Huh? He's concerned about what's going to happen. He says, the Lord put me here. Come on, Sister Lou. You're not doing what you did when you first came on the job. Hallelujah. But the Lord put you there. Huh? Can't rise. But the Lord makes you give you four different places to see. And even giving somebody to drive it there. But you can be sitting home and say, I can't drive, I can't go nowhere. Like some of the other people that think they can see.
Right.
But Sister Lou don't drive anywhere, and she's over four different sites, but she has to take the bus. Fight her impairment. You see? And I see some people around here acting like they got good sense, they're acting like they're praise the Lord, and they can see. And she, hallelujah, praise the Lord, can't see, but they just lay off people, but they put her elevator above. Hallelujah. You understand, Sister Lou? Praise the Lord. That's why Oakland is here. She said she was on the bus. Looked across there, and she said, come here. And she talked to Oakland. He came. And she began to explain to him the way more perfectly. And Oakland, who was on his way to the same place he and Amber was, said, Sister Lou said, I'm going to get on this bus and see what's going on. Praise the Lord. And when they got up to Oakland, then she called Oakland home, and Papa Oakland came back and left. And so Oakland's coming back and he's bringing his Lord. How old are you, Oakland? Oakland 16? 17? 16. And he could be 16 like some of the rest of you and afraid to talk about the Lord.
Right.
But he'd go home. Give me a
come see a man.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yes, I'm 16, but come see a man. Mm-hmm. So her daughter, her sister came to spy the lamb. She went back. Huh? So the other sister came out this week to see. Because she said, I asked her today, did you notice any difference in Oakland? She said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on now. This is the first time she's been here. Don't you tell me that some of the rest of you, if you would just learn a little lesson from that.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Lord. If your sisters don't know you, mm-hmm. and your relatives don't know you, nobody else knows you but the devil. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And he don't have a father and mother coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, there's something different about him since he started coming to this church. Praise the Lord. At 16. Huh? Joel's been coming to church the better part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother doesn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But Joel can't stop calling Brother David.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Said he can come to church every time he gets an opportunity. And some of you old folks with hickories and stuff on you, acting like you're doing God a favor. You need the Lord to stand with you.
Come on.
Young people,
mm-hmm.
you ought to be look at Oakland, look at Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Pray the Lord, and God can do it for them.
Right.
He'll do it for me. Hallelujah. Everybody should be able to reflect on, hallelujah, something in their life that the Lord has done for them.
Yes.
Spectacular.
Hallelujah.
Since they've been here.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Everybody can. Nobody was no doctor. Nobody was no lawyers. A lot of people had no kind of degrees when they first came, bro. But they just kept on trying. Don't let nobody tell you can't do this and you can't do the other. Just walk with the Lord. Praise the Lord. When you ain't nothing in the Lord, that's because you don't want to be anything. But what did the Lord say? I didn't bring you over there and make you the tail.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
But you can't be so stubborn.
Right.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Until you don't allow the Lord. Huh? Praise the Lord. Sister Russell came in. She wasn't ahead of the whatever, but she stayed in there. Praise the Lord. And the Lord. Every time. And what am I trying to say? I'm trying to instill in you that the faith of God and the power of God, praise the Lord, will comfort you. Praise the Lord. And if you ain't what you ought to be yet, that's because you come God short and slack in your life. Praise the Lord. And I am glad for the word. Praise the Lord. Not for days. Praise the Lord. Ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye shall me, and I am in you.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the way this thing works. I am in the Father. The Father's in me, and I am in you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Huh? So if you don't have nothing to motivate you, every time there's church, you think that I feel like I ain't going to. And I didn't get this way overnight. I think you walk a little bit. Praise the Lord. So the old bones get tired, the old mind is weak. But how can I do this to my God?
Mm-hmm.
Who has been so what?
Yeah,
God treats me better than I deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, because some of y'all think that y'all got your power by yourself. Some of y'all think y'all look so good, so God bless you. But God treats me better, Sister Donna, than I deserve. Hallelujah. Why does he do that? Because he just keep on doing great things for me. Hamashanda. I don't let nothing outside of Christ intrigue me to the point, praise the Lord, till I am going to worry who it is that is doing what he is doing in my life. Some of y'all got the sometimes spirit. Sometimes I feel, sometimes I'm upon the mountain, sometimes I'm in the valley. Mm-mm. He read to you in Isaiah. He says, "What the valley, exalt the valley, praise the Lord, hallelujah." And you have to recognize that. If I want to say this, and I want to warn some of you, because God can't trust you if, when He bless you, you forget who brought you from where you were. Then you can't let no bozo the clown tell you, "Say, well, you're gonna backslide before you get." You have to stay away from some people because they got bad breath, bad mouth, bad ideas, bad opinions. Praise God. They ain't going nowhere and don't want you to go anywhere. Those kind of folks, you just step right over them.
They have no advantageous position that you want to be with.
Huh?
When you learn that bad mouth brings bad feelings, praise God, you learn that everybody on backslide when they hear something. You got folks that ain't going nowhere back now.
That's right.
Hello. Some people, you know, the most disappointing thing, people that you can find is folks that ain't going nowhere, not trying to apply themselves and wondering why, praise the Lord, they can't get anywhere. Praise the Lord. But God, who is faithful. Praise the Lord. Don't let God bless you and then you embarrass him. Praise the Lord. Well, here wasn't doing what he's doing now. Many times she has many failures in physical, praise the Lord, inconveniences and operations. Sometimes at the point of death, God brought him back, snatched him from death's door. Folks don't like that. But the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, after 15, 16 years, how the Lord blessed him through all of his cancer-ridden conditions, it drew him closer. He can always find time to do something for the Lord. And if he has to do something when he get back home, he'll do that. Praise the Lord. But he is a witness. Somebody say, I'm a witness. I'm a witness. Praise the Lord. And you have to have this in you. God didn't bring you in the church to sit down and act like you some spectacle. Praise the Lord. God brought you over here to be a witness. That's how the first church was started. And that's what you have to realize after the Holy Ghost has come. Some of you who can't be a witness is because I doubt whether the Holy Ghost is there. Praise the Lord. Hello. Because the Bible says after it comes, you shall have what? To be a witness. And when you came to church and you haven't learned the art of witnessing, there's something wrong because the Bible says that we are compassed about with a brick cloud of witnesses. And when you have the Holy Ghost, that's what the Holy Ghost makes you do. You don't have to be always in the church, in the pulpit, someplace else. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you just walk down and praise the Lord and meet people. Praise the Lord. A couple of gentlemen came by the house yesterday, signed the contract. And this is what he mentioned over, first over the victims. And I said, well, we signed the contract. Maybe the price is still a high, but I didn't say that to them. Praise the Lord. But I'm says, after a while, I'm expecting to see you in church. Praise the Lord. Hello. So when I'm doing business with people, I'm talking about the Lord. Praise the Lord. Church is not the place to hide out. That's not happening on the day of Pentecost. After the day of Pentecost, they came out. And they went from what? And with singleness of heart, they did what? Praise the Lord. And God did what? Such as should be. Praise the Lord. Don't go out there and antagonize the people getting a bullhorn and calling out the house, come out of here. No. Remember, it's not how loud you holler, but how much you believe. And if you've been in the church a long time, you can't influence anybody. It's time to check. God's not the dead. God is not dead. Praise the Lord. You ought to be concerned. You are called to be a witness. Hello. And you say, I don't feel like, don't blame God. He said, you shall be. Huh? So you should feel like witnessing. About what and to whom? About God. All right. Praise the Lord. Sister Gordon, praise the Lord. She don't care what she's the principal of what. She gets out and do a witness. And know what? She said, oh, feels so much better. Than sitting around nibbling on cheese sandwich or something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when she gets around with her teachers that she's working with, they feel like now witnessing. They feel like telling somebody. They go, and not only feel like it, they go and tell somebody, let's get this thing moving. Let's go do better. Praise the Lord. And I said to her when we started, I said, you can feel better than you ever felt. Praise the Lord. Because this is not a buddy-buddy system. You got to learn, hallelujah, that God made you a witness. You're going to have something to talk about. All right, Sister Austin, you don't have something to talk about. You're going to feel embarrassed, praise the Lord, and ashamed. You have a nerve to be ashamed. Hallelujah. God says, if you be ashamed before me of me and the fullness of wicked and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of you before my who? Praise the Lord. How in the name of God, as bad as we are, having a mentality that we have to be embarrassed to talk about the Lord. I remember when Deacon Randolph first came to the church, praise the Lord, and zeal. Yes, and he was a broadcaster editor on this radio station. Praise the Lord. He would go downtown in front of the Civic Center and talk about the Lord. He would get up on the bus, talk about the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And go out. God blessed him. Praise the Lord. He didn't know that he ain't gonna be no more job. Praise the Lord that he would have no job. But the Lord protected him by coming to the church until he could get to something better. And God placed him in as somebody who worked for the governor. Praise the Lord. And he could go on and do what he needs to be done for himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All of these are signs and indications. Praise the Lord. That if you just believe the Lord. So you never should go back. You never should let no devil in. When you ain't had no glad rags. A lot of y'all come to church with no glad rags. Some of y'all had sad bags. Some of y'all they had, Some of y'all money was zilk. I'm telling you the truth, Christian. Some people ain't had no money in there. Huh? Dr. Willie came riding after many months in a Honda. Yeah. A Honda. And you would think he had a whole war with a Honda. Now, he got a BMW. Break my window. Praise the Lord. He got a Grand Cherokee. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? How can you forget where God brought you from? When you had to borrow money. Hello. And that should inspire you to do better, to love more. Praise the Lord. Why would the Lord love for you any better than that? But you ain't getting very far if you would sit down and wonder, why would the Lord going to do me? See, you can't be elite. You can't be, hallelujah, wonder who won't give me something. He said, if you ask him anything. See, some of y'all have been raised in the wrong environment. Your mama and your daddy have taught you all you should do is ask and beg. Hello. You need to understand that God said, ask him. Praise the Lord. Knock and he shall what? Seek and you shall what? See, sometimes you got to get rid of mama out of you. Sometimes you got to stop because mama may try to bring you some little meals and crumbles. No, you can ask God. Hello. Come on, Sister Lulu. Praise the Lord. In the winter when the snow is coming, you can't stay home and peek out the window and say, I wonder if somebody would come and pick me up for the job. This is a sister. Driving through the snow. Praise the Lord. Trying to get to her place. And some of you old men with barnacles on your, Praise the Lord. Wait until I'm going to pick you up. You can't blow your nose unless I give you a handkerchief. Hello. Yeah, nothing worse than old hickory dock, barnacles laden man. Praise the Lord. Asking somebody all the time, can you fix, can you bring, can you take, can you give? Praise the Lord. That ain't the way this works. Hello. Hello. That's not the way this works. Praise the Lord. You speak shit. I'm a man. You should be so much man that you won't be out there begging some sisters. I'm going to have to quit. Yeah. Huh? He said, this is comforting. Huh? Come on, Sister Chuckie. Say, Lord, some of these brothers are too ugly. For you to give me anything but a hard and a real hole. Hey, I look so good, I'm going to get this. Russell, look, you don't know Sister Russell. You come on after Sister Russell to give me a. Back from Notre Dame, and I want you to lay one on me until I get back. Sister Russell, I look at you and probably laugh you to scorn. All right, what do you give them to? Sister Russell? None. See, and that's what your mama or somebody should do for you earlier, so you think that the world owes you a living. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once you put that spirit in children, they are never. Welfare is their mentality. Hello. And the women, they want to have the baby, and the men, they want to find. Don't get mad with me. In New Britain, it's all Connecticut license plate during the day. At night, it's all Massachusetts. Something wrong with that picture. How could the folks change their license plate at night? You haven't figured that out yet, Brother Dixon? There's somebody collecting something in Massachusetts, and there's somebody collecting something in Connecticut. Praise the Lord. And the politician playing the game with both. Praise the Lord. Doesn't make sense? Praise the Lord. That's why they're playing the game. Praise the Lord. Brother Samir? Hello. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. Now, I may let you go right now, but Dr. Hall says, merciful. And Dr. Christie says, I like the underdog. You know? And Sister Russell says, you better get up, my sight. We got a brother here. He thought because he looked a little something that he even want to con Sister Russell. Anything I do to him? Russell, I do not. Brother got mad because he said, you know, he been trying out every sister he can find that he thought he could get in their pocketbook. Praise the Lord, ain't nothing worse than a old low down, good for nothing, lazy, scoundrel man. Right, Sister Bailey? Hello. I was a man that sacrificed his own family, denied the faith, and worse than a what? Hello, I didn't write the book. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You say, you so mean. No, I'm just taking the book. Praise the Lord. And you won't be that way. You almost a half a hundred and want some woman to take care of you. Sister Michelle, why don't you just take one of these brothers under your arm? Praise the Lord. When they come to ask you for a little help from their friends, and take them down there in the quarters below and work on their. Praise the Lord. You ever give any brother any money, sister? He got to make you mad when they come ask you for something, sister? Yeah. They smart, huh? Huh? You got the message earlier? That you would do what? Just look at him. Are you telling me some of your brothers can be whipped by your eyes just by looking at them? Praise the Lord. Don't get mad with me. You all better listen to Sister Michelle. You let the devil blow your mind, and you go ask Sister Michelle for some money. Sister Michelle would introduce you to the Board of Correction. Hello. So all she says, she has to look at you. And if you didn't get that message, pray for it. Again, I want you brothers to understand me where I'm coming from. Ain't no man that is a man want no woman to take care of him. No man. I'd get 3 part-time jobs. There's something weird the way you were raised. Praise the Lord. When you always out there trying to get some woman to give you something. And you couldn't hold a job if it was pinned to your coattail. Something wrong with that mentality. Right, Brother Anson? You ain't a half a man. You ain't what you thought you were. Praise the Lord. And anything that comes from that kind of behavior, you'll find that they all come through with the same mentality, looking for some woman to take care of them. I don't know what's the matter in the society no more. The men have given up their credentials. Now, they want to have babies in the can. So they want the women to take care of them. And then what happened? The women love to have it so. Y'all better look at me straight, sisters. Huh? Sister Michelle, Sister Kim, don't you want a brother you want to take care of? Kim, did you understand my question? Now, you know that these sweet papas, they need somebody to take care of them. Kim, the Bible tell you have a little mercy on you. Huh? Huh? Kim, one more time. Huh? You would feel so much better and feel delivered if these brothers who can work on a pie boat floating down a lemonade river ask you,
Sister Kim, don't you feel that you can? You in the church now, and the Lord love you. Don't you feel that you should help your brother, Uncle Ben, to straighten up? I can't convince you. Kim, look, some of these brothers are desperate. They really need some help. You get it? They say, I'm willing to work.
And to go perform McDonald's with the sign to the street, with the cars going up and down, I'm willing to work. And the sign behind them, McDonald's says, hire me.